Today in the life of the Church, we celebrate the solemnity of one of the most remarkable women in Christendom. Indeed, not merely just one of the most remarkable women in Christendom, but a woman remarkable in the whole history of humanity. For St. Clare of Assisi would show us what a true love of God is and what true poverty is. For St. Clare was poor because she saw everything she had as a gift, whether it had been the beauty of her body, whether it had been the beauty of her intellect, or all those gifts that God had given her by nature. She saw them as gift to be returned to the King. And she also saw all the things that God had created as gifts to mankind that had to be returned to the King by way of proper use. And so she was truly poor because she knew all that she had received of herself and all that she could see was given to her by another. And so she would see the Lord as a mirror, and she would tell her sisters to constantly gaze into the mirror. In the mirror, she would point out, we see the love of Christ the King as the infant babe in Bethlehem, embracing poverty for the sake of humanity. As the mirror of his life at Nazareth, we would see his diligent labor under the guidance of Saint Joseph and his attending to the classes given to him by his most holy mother in the sacred scripture. And so we would see constantly the humility of Christ, who being God in knowing all things, would not shirk the ordinary way in which humans come to knowledge. We would see him as a mirror in his public life as he poured out that truth for all of humanity. But most especially, St. Clare would tell the sisters to gaze upon that mirror on Calvary, and there we would see the height of the love of Christ for the sake of humanity, so poor that he would pour forth all his blood in order to reclaim human beings as members of his kingdom. And so she truly understood what true poverty is, because in Christ she saw the beauty of divine love. And so she did not gaze upon the mirror into the mirror as ordinary women of her beauty would do, in a form of vanity, in a form of narcissism, but her mirror would not be none other than the life of Christ. And when she was inspired through the preaching of Saint Francis to leave the noble family home, for she was from a noble family, she would give herself entirely to the Lord. She would meet resistance from her family, who could not possibly believe that someone so beautiful and had a life laid out for her in which she too would marry a noble man and become a leader in the community, how she could give it all up and embrace the poverty that she did. But when her uncle would come to try to remove her from her new life, she would be too heavy for him to lift and for all the men that he brought with him. For she came to understand what was said in today's gospel, that the Lord will truly defend those who do his will. And so they were unable to remove her from that life she had now chosen. And indeed, when her sisters would be assailed by the Mohammedan forces who were about to enter into the convent and perpetrate unspeakable crimes upon these consecrated virgins, she would again pray to the Lord, take the Blessed Sacrament and a terror because of the brightness of the light that would shone forth from the monstrance would drive them in an absolute terror from the convent grounds. And so they were spared by the Divine King. For St. Clare understood that Christ truly is our defender because he truly is our King. And so she would give everything to him because she is the most extraordinary disciple of St. Francis of Assisi. And St. Francis described himself as the herald of a great King. And so St. Clare understood this kingship so well, most especially in that aspect of Christ the King by which he protects us, both body and soul when necessary. There are times when Christ allows us to die a martyr's death in order to witness to the power of his kingship, that even in the face of trials and tribulations, we are not overcome, but his grace sustains us. And this is truly what drove the life of this Holy Virgin. And if Saint Ambrose says that any Christian who lives the virtue of chastity according to their state of life is a witness to the world of the supernatural world, for everyone knows that it is not possible for any Christian to attain that virtue of purity which is required of Christians unless there is an outside help. If this is true in general, as Saint Ambrose says, then in the life of Saint Clare it burns most brightly. Indeed, her name itself means pure, because she was pure both in mind, both in heart. She was pure in soul, and she was pure in body. She truly gave everything she had received to the Lord, and hence she was truly poor, because by the end of her life, she kept nothing to herself. She had given everything back to God, and even in the way she used the things that God created, she shows herself poor, for she always and everywhere used them in a manner by which she sought to draw souls to the love of the great King. And so, let us rejoice this day that we celebrate the solemnity of this most extraordinary Virgin, who indeed ranks among the most extraordinary women that have ever graced this planet, and she becomes a beacon for all generations. In her time, she would lead many noble women, many poor women, women from all walks of life into the life of love of Christ and consecrated virginity, and she would be an example for women until the end of time, both women in the consecrated life and in the domestic life of matrimony. Saint Clare shines bright, for she took tender care of her sisters, indeed, often rising late at night in order to recover those sisters who had kicked off the blankets during the cold of the winter. She showed tender love in little things, and she showed tender love in big things. So she did everything, as Scripture says, in the end of her life, she did everything well, and she has received her eternal reward, and her example will be an example for all women and for all members of the mystical body until the end of time. And so let us strive by prayer to acquire that virtue of poverty that Saint Clare had acquired, because we understand it in the way she understood it. Everything we have is gift, and that gift must be sanctified, and that gift can only be sanctified if we present ourselves to the good King and ask of him the graces that are necessary for us to sanctify all that he has given us, whether it be of ourselves or of the created world, that all things must come under the kingship and the reign of Jesus Christ. That is a most universally denied doctrine in Holy Mother Church, and often St. Clare is not associated with it, but it is not to understand the life of this great woman or the life of St. Francis of Assisi if we do not understand that when St. Francis defined himself as the herald of the great King, he defined all Christians, for that is what we are, and in the life of St. Clare, we see her heralding that kingship of Christ in a most extraordinary way. And so, if we seek to imitate her, then we too will reign with that good King for all eternity in heaven.